Blog Talk Radio.
Take off no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. We could go to Paris, let me show you the lavish. Ain't no need to pack, we can shout where we landed. Get you well established, upgrading your status. Then we hit the ice pool for dinner when you famished. We could go to Spain, Barcelona, Senorita. I'll show you a un buen momento. And we don't gotta rush a thing, despacito. Just wanna spend my time contigo, sigo.
Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No, as a girl, you choose anything you want, but just want your baby. Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No, as a girl, you choose anything you want, but just want your baby.
Come on now, let me show you all. Take off, no matter the cost.
Take off.
Come on now, let me take you across. Lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Take you on a cruise to the carnival. Barbados, crop over you.
Yeah.
Or Trinidad, Tobago too. We got island hop like we kangaroos. We could go to Jamaica, hit Ocho Rio. Lounge with the locals, eat like the people. Hey. Island things, rum punch and mojito. Then watch the sunset from a gazebo.
Coast to coast, sun banana. Jamaica, the land where we wanna. She take a pull on for me marijuana. She then yard, she know I'm creating a drama. No, African queen girl. Take a trip in a my ride. Your body clean like this bird. Let me take your pun to a girl.
What you mean you just got this passport? She only got one stamp in it. Let's change that.
Do what me want. Beauty, I decide to find a thing all around the world. No, as a girl, you choose anything you want, but just want you be my guy. Do what me want, true beauty. I decide to find a thing all around the world. No, as a girl, you choose anything you want, but just want you be my guy.
Come on now, let me show you all. Take off, no matter the cost. Come on now, let me take you across lakes and rivers, yachts and boats. Hey. What's goody?
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday to you. Happy Sunday to you. Happy Sunday. Happy Sunday to you.
Say what? Say what?
Happy.
What's good? We here, Hollywood and Friends. We here at 3 p.m. Eastern every Sunday. I go by the name of Hollywood.
And it's your girl, Judy Blue.
Judy! Be sure to follow us on social media at I Am Hollywood. Follow Judy at judy.blu on Instagram, both of those. And also our producer, Stacy, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. B-L-U is how you spell blue. What's good, Judy?
What's good? What's going on with you, man?
We got 3 weeks till Halloween.
I know. I'm still not ready.
The heat is on. Ready to fly.
You know, the heat is always on for me. I'll be deciding the day of. Like, all right, this is where I want to be.
Right, literally. Like, yo, we out in an hour, and you still over there hot gluing something.
All right, you exaggerate. You exaggerate. I mean, I work best under pressure. I really do. Like, I really acknowledge
It's true.
Even when it's
time
to get dressed. Even when it's time to get dressed, like, I will have all these outfits that I could pick from, and I won't have anything to wear. If I go somewhere, like, say if I go to my mother's house, I got, like, a few pieces to choose from. That's it. It is what it is. I come up with something real quick.
Right. That's how it is. You can ask, I stole your girl what? All right. Let me tell the people what we're going to be talking about for today. There's a lot that's hot in these blogs. That's what we're going to get into. One of the things is your boy Ye. It seems like lately, the past couple of weeks, he's been hot.
It sounds like you said one of the things is your boy is gay.
Boy, yay. Y-E. Kanye West. He's been on a hot streak the past few weeks. His latest antics involved creating a T-shirt that said White Lives Matter that he had during his fashion show in Paris. And then his next thing is something that might have gotten him blocked on social media, and that is he is accused of possibly was like an anti-Semitic rant he went on. I didn't see all of the posts. I only seen one tweet, but it was enough to get him blocked. We're going to talk about it, though, more in depth in a sec. Also, Diddy is hot in these blogs. Him and Mace did an interview on The Breakfast Club where they asked him, like, about these accusations that he steals from his artists. And Mace entered the chat. Diddy says Mace owed him $3 million. The whole situation happening with that. Also, Cardi B and JT clash on Twitter. Wasn't they just cool? Amari files for divorce. Jada Pinkett Smith is readying a revealing tell-all memoir.
Why does she keep doing this for real? For
and Ray J is in the blogs this week for posting some disturbing videos where he's was seeming like he was contemplating taking his life. We're going to talk about it. 646-716-8544. That's the number to call. You want to chime in on anything we're discussing, you could do that. Just press the number one and we'll bring you on. We got What Blows Mine later in the show, but we're going to kick it off like we always do. Question of the day. Today's question of the day. What popular old TV show would be considered too insensitive today? 646-716-8544. Judy Blue, what popular old TV show considered too insensitive today? If it was airing today.
Definitely A Man of Color.
Right. I said the same thing.
A Man of Color and The Chappelle Show.
Definitely.
Mad TV.
I thought that too. Definitely.
Let's see. That's all I could think of for right now.
Yeah, definitely. And I agree. I thought the same thing. I thought Mad TV. And Living Color was the first one that popped in my mind. Should I even thought about Martin even? Like, he wasn't,
not
his show
so
wasn't
much,
like,
really.
His show wasn't, like, controversial, but the way the world is set up today, him even ragging on Pam about her B2B or just...
Yeah, they would be like, protect our black women type
shit. Black women. I mean... What else? Those good ones. We're going to see if we get some responses throughout the show. I'm going to read a few from Instagram real quick, and then we'll get into what's hot in these blogs. Dear Ivy educator said, the Jeffersons and Stanford and Son. Dual PM 1010.
I kind of thought of those, but I didn't really watch like that. So.
Yeah, we probably wasn't
right.
focused on TV at that age when them shows were like on. Mary Scorpio 6 at Sanford and Son. Sanford and Son is popular one apparently. Aja X3 said All in the Family. I don't think I ever watched All in the Family.
Oh, wasn't that with the white guys? The white guy and the white lady? The old white guy and the old white lady? When they played the piano at the beginning?
Nah, that was, that wasn't All in the Family. That was,
No, that's Judy's right. No, Judy Boo's right. That's All in the Family.
That's All in the Family?
It is, right? Yeah, he was
racist. Something else that you want?
Yeah.
Men were, man.
And they were known to tackle a lot of race stuff. I think they even used the N-word in there. I don't remember, but... And the Jeffersons is a spinoff of that show where they also use N-word and all that stuff, so...
Wow. I did not know that was All in the Family, but I'm definitely familiar with that from the intro alone.
I didn't know the name.
Sabrine and Souls, I don't even know how to read today. Said All in the Family as well. Masako Jackson said Married with Children. And
Married with Children? What the hell did they do?
No. I mean, the only thing I could think of is I don't really remember much about the show other than Al Bundy sitting on the couch with his hand in his pants.
And them being poor, well, that right there was enough.
What was it where he didn't do nothing? He worked, right? He was out and about.
No, I'm saying like maybe that was enough, him with his hands in his pants.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't remember much about the episodes and the topics, things they discussed on that show. But that was another one of our classics growing up, I would say. And BA81 said Jeffersons. Those are responses to the question of the day. What popular
sound like
TV
a bunch of old people.
Too insensitive
sound like a bunch
today.
Of old people. They got all these old shows. Sound like about the old one. Like,
I mean, is that old? Okay.
Like, because I didn't watch those shows except for Married with Children.
Yeah. We'll get to some more responses throughout the show. Again, 646-716-8544. That's the number to call if you want to chime in. Let's get into what's hot in these blogs. Kanye. Yay, Yeezus, whatever he goes by these days, he's hot in these blogs. His latest antics is his White Lives Matter t-shirts that he had going down the runway at Paris Fashion Week. And then when he was called out about it, he started going in on everybody who had anything negative to say, particularly if you were someone of influence. He was on his radar. Let's first get into the shirts itself. What did you think when you seen them?
I mean, it was just ridiculous. It was disgusting. You know I love Ye, but right now, the things that he's doing is questionable, you know? And he's obviously sick. It's like I can't keep on making excuses for him, to be honest. But I think that he's mentally ill. And just to think that, you know, I'm sure he was going through whatever he was going through with Kim, but this is what she really had to deal with, like literally.
Yeah, and it's like,
he's bipolar.
It's something, right? Because it seems so like.
No, he is bipolar. They did say.
Well,
he's
I think he's. Yeah, I did. I do remember that. It's like one minute one time of the year he's one way, and then all of a sudden it's this shit, and it's like
right.
I get that you don't want to feel like you got to, like, follow a certain way or trend or do this because everybody else is doing that. I get that. But when it comes to stuff like this and being somebody like Ye who has so much influence,
right,
you would want to be more responsible, I would feel, because
right,
you don't know or you just don't care how what you're doing is going to affect everybody. Everything that people are, like, working towards, fighting against, you're basically just saying, like, F that and F y'all, basically. Mm-hmm. And it's like, you somebody like him, Kanye, he has a cult following. Anything
right,
he puts out gets eaten up.
Right.
Like, so you got to, I don't know, you just got to be a little more responsible with certain things. It's not just you, like, chilling with your friends, or you could have your views and stuff, but doing something like that, putting out a T-shirt that says White Lives Matter, which is the obvious, no one said white lives didn't matter.
Right.
It's reckless and counterintuitive. It's a slap in the face, I say, to all of the families who had loved ones murdered by police, to many of the other injustices that we face as black people. All of those lost lives is a slap in the face to not only them, but to their families.
Right.
Because it's like you don't understand why we're doing it or something. And I feel like you do understand why we're doing it, why we're saying Black Lives Matter. And you just don't.
Because he's never went through that before in his life, that's why.
And I'm sure he has. He just got enough money that it don't really matter.
Mm-hmm. I can't keep coming up with excuses for him.
Yeah, it's super, super reckless. And then this whole thing of him saying, like, Black Lives Matter is a scam, right? Because they released their tax documents, and it shows how much money they brought in from, like, donations and what the money was, like, spent on and certain things like that. And he's using that to, like, promote that the organization and everything they stand for and stood for is a scam, which
right,
is completely inaccurate. And another thing that's dangerous to put out. And now everybody who already was against us being out marching, and they've been referring to Black Lives Matter as, like, terrorist group. Like, everybody who's, like, against us speaking out is, like, jumping on this Black Lives Matter is a scam train now. And it's like, say what you want about whoever may have misused funds, but the statement itself still stands. Lives matter. The reason why we say it matters still.
It's sad that we have to even say this because of the people that did, you know, do these crimes and steal this money. They just made it look like a mockery, you know, and it's sad. It's really sad.
They definitely gave the people a reason. Like, they was like, oh, a word? You got your girl Candace
right,
Owens got a whole ass documentary she about to put out. She's referring to it as the funeral of Black Lives Matter movement. It's like, yeah. But I do love, I went on the Black Lives Matter website the other day, and they have a page on their site. It's called something like the Transparency something. And they are being just that, super transparent about everything that is, like, coming to light right now. Black Lives Matter Transparency Center. And I like that they are addressing everything head on, and they're speaking out against the inaccurate reporting on what just came up as well.
Right.
I want to read something from it. So, when you go on the Black Lives Matter website on this Transparency Center page, they say, we are embracing this moment as an opportunity for celebration, accountability, healing, truth-telling, and transparency. We aim to move forward into this next chapter with the lessons learned, achievements underscored, and a renewed commitment to justice and power building and service in our community. They say, the misinformation from the right wing about our finances is very much about what happens when black people are financially autonomous from white supremacist structures like the nonprofit industrial complex. There is a longstanding legacy of mistrust and doubt about how black people spend their money, like Ronald Reagan's quote-unquote welfare queen moniker, a racist trope he peddled to gain the power of presidency. They say the right has taken up this cause, hoping to sow mistrust in our work via their media outlets. They have spread misinformation, have taken what is really an important conversation for our community, trashed it, and used their coverage as some sort of validation of their racist allegations. We hope that this is the beginning of a real conversation for our people and our dynamics of our power and our relationship to money. Is a lot more that I won't get into, but I encourage people to go check it out. Like, anytime anything's out there, do your research yourself first. Don't just take the word of yay and these other pages who love to, like, feel like they're exposing something.
Right.
Like, I don't know. It's something about things being conspiracies that just make people, like, wet. I don't know
right.
what it is. But what you call it? Another thing Kanye did that has now got him blocked from social media is posted something about he's gonna, like, go in on Jewish people.
Oh,
like, something
God.
He said, he's like basically like, give me a minute, I'm about to, like, really say some shit. I don't know what it was. And it was pegged as being anti-Semitic, and it caused him to be blocked on Instagram, it seems, and also Twitter. Could this be the nail in his career's coffin, would you say?
Yeah.
It's like Kanye's on one. He's on one.
It's like his clone is malfunctioning.
Ahmaud Arbery, wait, before I get into that, I want to just say, like, me personally, I never was on the whole, like, cancel Kanye thing. Even when he
right,
did the
exactly.
whole, like, slavery was a choice thing, and a lot of the
right.
other things, when he was wearing that red hat and he was over there, holding hands with Trump, like, all that, I still was like, I never was there with it. I was disappointed, But I wasn't like, nah, he's done. But for some reason, with this latest thing, with this White Lives Matter t-shirt, I feel like I'm done. I don't think I'm going to buy another pair of Yeezys. And it's bad because I like them shits. Like, the day after he put out...
Are you throw them away?
Well, I only own one pair. And they're old as hell. Anyway, I really wear them because they're old as hell. I was tempted to buy, like, some of the slides recently. I'm happy I didn't. The day after this all came to light, the t-shirt situation, they released these new ones that I probably would have ordered because I liked them, and I couldn't do it. It's just too reckless. I can't support it. I like him as an artist. I still think musically, one of them ones. He's a genius musically. I just can't get with all of this. I can't. It's too reckless. Like, believe what you want, but you can't start. You can't be putting this type of energy out there like that. Go ahead. What you was going to say?
No, I was leaving the email, but we'll talk about that later. It's hilarious. Somebody's trying to, I got a spam email, but go ahead, I'm listening.
Oh, spam email. But that's all I was going to say about that. Regarding his White Lives Matter stunt, Ahmaud Arbery's mom, you know, he was the jogger who was murdered in Georgia. She is angry about it. And she told Rolling Stone that she feels Ahmaud Arbery's mom, he was the guy who was jogging in Georgia and was killed by the father and son.
Oh, okay.
She told Rolling Stone that she feels extremely disappointed with Kanye, who privately supported her family after Ahmaud Arbery was shot. She said his t-shirt stunt, which he is highlighting to say Black Lives Matter was a scam, flies directly in the face of what he had previously told her and her family. She, like many of us, is just, like, disappointed.
Mm-mm-mm. He's about to be finished. He ain't already.
She said, this mockery of the Black Lives Matter movement and his now denunciation of the movement as some sort of hoax flies directly in the face of what he told her back when her son was murdered. It's confusing for her and confusing for the families to receive his support privately, but publicly to set us all back. That's exactly what it's doing. It's like setting or attempting to like set us back, set the movement back. Because now when something happens and we're collectively bringing awareness by screaming Black Lives Matter, it's like they're going to have this to look at to say, oh, nah, it's a hoax. Or, oh, nah, it's a scam.
I don't know what to say about Kanye no more. Because it's like this week he just went off the deep end. Like, seriously went off the deep end. And then he was like, his father was like, his father was laughing about it, and wasn't his father like part of the Black Panther movement?
Yeah, but his father don't want the checks to stop. He don't want the Zells to stop zelling.
The Zells to stop zelling.
Breonna Taylor's mother posted a post on Instagram that reads Black Lives Matter, and she said, please do not use my name or my daughter's name for anything otherwise. That part.
Right.
And the context behind that is because he posted.
Go ahead,
please. Yeah, and the context behind that is because he actually posted about Breonna Taylor. Even some of his followers were like, please don't put Breonna in this, because he was trying to say that Breonna's mother called BLM a scam as well. So he, you know, that was his way of justifying why he doesn't support BLM. But, you know, I think I do remember reading something from, you know, we have to be fair and balanced. I do remember, I think, Breonna Taylor's mother maybe saying something about the organization of Black Lives Matter. Maybe she did have some issues. I don't know all the specifics, so I'm not going to say that for sure. You know, there may be something there, but obviously she's showing that she supports the overall movement, though, or the message of Black Lives Matter.
Right.
So
that was my thing, too. That was my thing, too, even commenting on Kanye's post, and got so many responses from people who trying to, like, justify it. Or it's like, again, you could say what you want about, like, how you feel about the organization, the founders or whoever, but the statement itself, how can the statement Black Lives Matter be a scam?
Right.
Like, that is just dumb. And it's like, it's ridiculous. Yeah, I don't know how this is going to play out, but Ye is definitely off the deep end. It's not the first time. And he's anybody... If you even look like you're showing support, he's on it. He's, like, posting you, and he's like, see, look. That's why he's sharing the text from his dad. And when Diddy initially said something like Kanye's a free thinker, and Kanye took that to mean, like, he was supporting his All Lives Matter T-shirt situation. But then and he posted Diddy like three times, like, look, bro, big bro, whatever the hell he was saying. And then the minute Diddy posted a video denouncing the All Lives Matter T-shirts and saying he not with it, he's like, look, don't play with it. Don't play with the Black Lives Matter, like, movement, statement, whatever. Like, I'm not with it. Kanye took all the Diddy love posts down. And then started posting his text messages with Diddy, cursing Diddy out, saying, F you the feds, and I don't want to talk to you, and yada, yada.
Like a kid having a damn tantrum.
Right. Talk about if you ain't with me, you against me. If you ain't with me, you against me was a person.
He's crazy. Nah, I'm not going to say he's crazy. He's sick. That's what I'm going to say. He's obviously sick. Sad to see him go out like this. It really is.
I don't know. I don't know if – I can't say it's going to, like, really hurt his career. I'm not sure. But the latest thing with the whole, like, anti-Semitic rant, that's a different story, but overall, he still has his cult following. He probably lost some, but he still has enough. I'm sure his sneakers are still going to do what they're going to do. When he put out music, it's going to do what it's going to do. So I'm not sure exactly how much it's going to really hurt. It may hurt in terms of him opening these stores. These brick and mortar stores he's just trying to do. But overall, financially, I think he'll be okay. I think. But we'll see. It's just a lot of people not going to F with him these days.
Damn. How long have you been in the game for?
Shit, I don't even know. A long time.
Years, right?
Long, long time.
I don't know, Kanye. It's hard to come back from this one.
Yeah. Even him and Hov just reconciled recently following the whole Red Hat situation. And now this.
You think he's talking to him? You think he's saying something to him behind the scenes?
I don't know. It's hard to say because I feel like Kanye would have probably posted the text. So, I don't know.
And maybe that's why he's not, because he don't want him to post the text. Maybe that's why he ain't saying nothing like, I can't. This guy's a live wire.
Maybe it's a phone call instead.
He would have said so.
Or maybe it's just like, you know what? Well, let's just let him make his bed and lay in it. Because it's not the first time.
Mm-hmm.
Not the second time.
Right.
It's not going to be the last time.
Right. Mm-mm. All right, let's move on. I'm sick of talking about Kanye.
Right.
We spent too much time on it.
Let's move on to Diddy, speaking of Diddy, and Mace. Diddy was in a breakfast club, and they asked him about the accusations about him stealing money from his artists, allegedly. And Diddy said, nah, like, I didn't watch the full interview. I think you did. I only seen, like, the clips from Instagram.
You know, I always watch.
So you could probably
speak
to exactly what he was
saying
more than what I know, but all I know is that he said that he don't steal from artists, and Mace owes him $3 million.
He was like, no. Basically what you said is not, it's nothing to go too much into. He basically asked, and then he said, no, I don't steal from nobody. I never stole from anybody. And Mace just came out, and he was like, you know, you can't really ask nobody because why? All the artists that you would be able to ask, they dead. Basically. Basically is what you saw.
Okay, so Mace responded in a video. The video was a little weird, though. You don't think? Like, because he was going in, like, so aggressive, and then towards the end of the video, it was like he started smiling or laughing before the camera panned away.
Yeah,
you see
it
that?
Was funny. It was funny,
but it's like, it gave me, like, a show. Like,
was that good enough?
Did that do it?
Yeah.
Right, like, I don't know.
No, that's why it was funny. He was just laughing about it. I felt like he was just laughing about the whole issue, basically. But, yeah, same shit. Same thing. But it was just funny. I don't know. He just looked stupid to me, if you really ask me. Cause I never looked at him like a guy. I always looked at him like the pretty boy. So that's why it was funny to me.
And that's another thing, too, because it was kind of like putting on an act, especially with the like that. And then the other video he put out, which made me question him a little bit again, is about Kanye being his son. Leave his son alone.
What?
You said me that, right?
I was like, he's a grown ass man. Yeah, talking about that's my son. Kids are off limits, and that's my son. I'm like, what?
Yeah, that was a little confusing. It's like, you okay? You okay over there, Mace? Because what? But I guess he's just trying to be funny. I didn't even know him and Kanye had a relationship at all.
No, oh yeah, if you watched the documentary, he talked about him.
I've seen the documentary. I just forgot that part.
He wasn't in it, but he talked about him. Was he in it? I'm not sure. I don't remember if he was in it, but he definitely spoke about him. He definitely talked about him.
So, yeah, that happened. But we'll see how this plays out. May said that Diddy's mom has all the receipts. Everything is in his mom's name. We'll mm-hmm. see what happens. Mace have to pay up the $3 million he owe, or if Diddy, if Mace come with the proof that Diddy owes him. And that's another thing Diddy said. He said, if you owe me, show me the receipts. Bring, show me that I owe you, and you'll be paid within 24 hours, is what Diddy said.
He, I feel like he only said that because he know there's no way for anybody.
He know there's no proof.
Because there's no big coincidence that, you know, I mean, I'm not going to say that he did it, because obviously two of his old artists, they were sick, so they died from being sick. But it's like, he just seems like every time somebody starts off with him, they never succeed. You know what I'm saying? They succeed for mm-hmm. the meanwhile, but they don't go too far. It's always something when their career ends short.
What about Mary?
Mary was not Bad Boy.
Well, yeah, you're right. She just worked with him, but she wasn't on Bad Boy. Yeah,
Think of one person that was part of Bad Boy that went far. One. Just think of one.
It's funny because I can't think of one right now.
Exactly. Day, what was it? Day one, day six, day 12. What was their name?
Day one, day six, day 12. Day 26.
Oh. I wasn't even trying to be funny. Day 26, no. Kennedy Kane, no. Biggie, God rest his soul, gone. Mace, no. Craig Mack,
112.
No. 112, they lingered, no. Black Rob, no. Money, whatever, what he had?
Dirty Money.
With the girls of Danity Cage, Dirty Money, no. Who else?
The band.
Who? The band, no.
Damn.
Of one, he also said that he told his son, "Bad Boy is on pause right now." Why is Bad Boy's on pause right now? Cause he don't got nobody. Cause he can't keep nobody. Working for Diddy is like a temp contract. A tip agency career type situation. Come on now.
Get in your bag, stay in your bag. Get in your bag, stay in your bag.
Get in your bag, get in your bag, stay in your bag. The bag is only for him. He sees the talent, he cops the talent, and he gets rid of the talent. Straight up. Sorry.
I guess we're going to move on from that.
Right.
No pun. Let's talk about your girl Cardi B and JT clashing on Twitter. Seemingly random and out the blue. They were just cool. And then this happened. First off, what do you think about them going back and forth? I'm gonna get into exactly what was said in a second.
I don't like it. Like, I don't like it because I like both of them. And I think it was, like, stupid. I don't like it.
So they're both, like, accusing each other of being the reason why this is happening. JT was saying it stemmed from, like, fans or, like, fan pages or something. You know how, like, fans can get when they put people against each other. Apparently, they were talking to each other in DMs on Twitter. And I don't know who was the first person to bring it out onto the public timeline, but it started, what I first saw was someone posted JT, Akbar, Bia, and Katie Bands after seeing Glorilla get a top 10 hit without doing all the dick riding and extra shit. And they posted a gif of Steph Curry, like, shaking his head. And JT responded to that and said, "I'm not like that at all. I've been doing remixes and never got credited on the chart, but they get sung word for word and help push the original songs as intended. Unlike y'all." Well, she said, "I can't even say y'all because y'all don't rap, you tweet." And then she said, "Congratulations to Glo." I don't know why what prompted the next tweet, but Cardi tweeted out "Lapdog." And then
she probably felt like she was talking about her.
Yeah, she probably felt she was talking about her.
She only called her "Lapdog" because she probably felt like she was kissing Nicki Minaj's ass. That's all she said.
Basically.
"Lapdog."
Basically. Because JT is on this remix right now for Super Freaky Girl. And it seems like everybody who's on that remix is beefing with Cardi right now. Every single one of them.
That's crazy, right?
So it's like, is it a coincidence?
Every single one of them.
And then you got Nicki, who changed her default picture on Twitter to JT's face. That's kind of like adding fuel to it and making it seem like what everybody thinking is real. No.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So after Cardi tweeted
first of
out
all,
"Lapdog,"
she just threw the she was adding fuel to the fire. Like when she when they all got together to do that song, Nicki was talking hella shit. We already know. They
yeah, it's
all
no
had
secret that
Nicki
and Cardi got issues with each other.
They had a little gossipy moment. They had their little gossipy moment.
After
we already know.
Cardi tweeted out "Lapdog," JT tweeted out, "All you got to do is be happy to make a motherfucker mad." And then she wrote again, "I hope you don't think you know bully." And then she wrote, "Wiener dog." JT wrote that. And then she took it a step further and actually wrote Cardi's name. Because you know that I'm big on that. Like, people be doing, like, the... you know, to beat around the bush, but it's like if it ain't directed, it's not respected. So JT was like, I want the smoke. So she actually wrote Cardi's name and said Cardi, because Cardi wrote "Go Fetch." Again, she ain't put no name or nothing. She said "Go Fetch." JT said, "Cardi, you go fetch, a real talent. We DMing why you come back here to put on a show for these kids." And Cardi wrote, "So wait, me and you talking in a DM, woman to woman, but you take it to your timeline and throw shots calling me a bully and a wiener? Why you playing dumb? And you talking about talent? You forgot P tried to put me on with your writer?" And it was this whole back and forth about who wrote what, who don't write, who got ghostwriters.
So why JT acting like Yachty didn't write that act up for them?
Yachty?
Yeah. Little Yachty. He wrote act
Little
up.
Little Yachty. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So, again, it's just kind of disappointing. Because from the outside looking in, it seems like a lot of the female rappers are, like, getting along, except the ones that are, like, with on Nicki's side. It's kind of, like, split.
And JT, what, Stan, because it's usually JT, she's fairly new, but Nicki always try to scoop up the real new girls. Cause she can't get along with the older rap girls, not the older in age, but the girls that have been already been out. But everybody else seems to get along. She's the only one.
It's crazy. And that's just from the outside looking in, that's just what it seems like. Right. Even when Megan right. was on the rise and then hun, Nikki was started to click up. And the second Nikki, Meg did the song with Cardi, it seemed like hun, Nikki stopped talking and stopped
right.
being cool.
Right.
It's like, damn, I can't go work with somebody else, so you got beef with it. But I guess.
Right.
So, again, every girl who's on the Freaky Girl remix, all are getting at Cardi right now. They're all tweeting her, every single one of them. One of them did a whole diss song, Akbar.
Oh, my God. And she don't
did a whole diss song. Malibu
stop.
Mitch
she
was the latest one to enter the chat. Told Cardi we could meet off the app, something like that. Like, damn, like. It's crazy.
That's crazy. I don't know. Like, I guess Nikki's never going to get over the fact that Cardi made it fast further than what she wanted her to. It's just like a little Kim Nicki Minaj type thing.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
All right, moving on.
Can't we all just get along? All right, let's move on. Tia Mari was in the blogs this week for filing for divorce after 14 years of marriage. A lot of people was feeling a way about this. Did you? How did you? What you thought?
I really don't care.
A lot of people
I really
like,
don't care about her relationship.
Yeah, right? I kind of felt the
like,
same way, but
cares?
a lot of people was really like, they was acting like that was Michelle and Barack. Like, oh, my God, not
right.
y'all.
Who cares? Like, for real. Okay.
Nothing lasts forever. Nah.
He seemed mean anyway, and he was ugly, so whatever.
Yes.
Okay, moving on. Moving along.
Moving right along.
Right along. Right, and like, who cares, next? Like, good for you, honey, next.
Maybe
it was just,
up.
She was seemed just submissive towards him, I guess. I don't believe
yeah.
nothing that happens on Graham no
more. Something in the milk ain't clean.
Right.
Nah, but she filed and stated it was irreconcilable differences. And, yeah, so good luck on journeys. There was a question that was posed after this happened, and it said, which celebrity couple where if they were to get a divorce, it would make you give up all hope on love? Is there any?
Say that again.
Which couple?
I didn't hear you say it again.
Which couple that, if they were to get a divorce, would make you be like, oh, nah, I give up. I give up on love.
You know me. I really don't believe nothing I see on the internet because I don't even know what these relationships are really about because we're
right.
not in the bed with them. We're not at home with them. So that's not even a valid question for me. But I would say Michelle and Barack, and that's it.
Yeah.
You can't say Beyonce and Hov because he done cheated on her. So
yeah.
I'm going to say Michelle and Barack. That's it.
Yeah, I felt the same way. That was my response as well. If we're going to choose one, they're one to be like, damn. Like, they would be the ones. I'd be like, what? No way. But, yeah, let's move on. Jada Pinkett Smith is ready in a revealing memoir, a tell-all of all tell-alls.
We didn't ask for this, boo. and stop talking about Tupac. Let that man rest in peace. Like, come on, you on his dick from the grave.
Yikes.
Yeah. Relax. You still talking about him? It's like everything she do, she got to talk about this man. Like, it was the dick was that good? Damn. Calm down. Everything, Tupac, Tupac. If we don't hear about Tupac, unless it's coming out of her mouth. It's crazy.
Yikes. Jada inked a deal with Day Street Books, and this is going to be an honest and gripping memoir. She's going to reflect on lessons learned in the course of a difficult but riveting journey, a roller coaster ride from the depths of suicidal depression to the heights of personal rediscovery and the celebration of authentic feminine power. As you stated, she's going to talk about Tupac. She's going to talk about Will, motherhood, and more. We'll see. It's stated to hit stores fall of 2023. It's definitely going to sell,
wanna,
though. It's going,
I wanna
it's
see
going
what,
to fly off the shelf.
I don't know, because this is annoying. You don't want to hear it. You don't want to hear it.
Someone said,
haven't
you...
When are they really going to read a book?
What?
What are they going to read about that we all already don't know?
Someone said, haven't you embarrassed Will enough?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yikes. Someone said, pretty sure Will knows everything that will be in the book. But you could imagine.
We don't
want to
hear it.
Like, if what we know, if this is supposed to be some, like, gripping, riveting, all these words they use, it must be a lot of things that we don't know.
No, she's still not going, like, to say the stuff we want to really.
You remember that MTV show, You Think the Diary? What was it, The Diary? It was like, you think you know, but you have no idea. This is the diary of Jada Pinkett Smith.
Still not going to know. She's still not going to say. People only know, people only tell you what they want you to know. She's not going to say nothing. She's just trying to tell them.
I mean,
she's trying to get people
point,
back in her good graces.
At this point, it better say everything. It better. Because why hold back anything now at this point? Why
listen,
even put out the book?
About Tupac.
Why even put it out? It better say every single thing. Leave no stone left unturned. You're 51. You already love. You already, like, set. You're Jada Pinkett Smith. You have nothing to lose. Turn every stone. Put it all out there.
Listen,
you got to at this point.
Listen, like I said, if she's going to tell all details, get all into it, the nitty gritty, I'm going to say this. She better say how many veins was in Tupac Shakur's D that she rides
so
hard. Because, listen, this is ridiculous already. I'm over it.
She gotta let it all out. She have to. You setting this to be something that it better be
right.
Something. It can't be filled right. With everything that we already know. It gotta be. It just gotta have stuff in there that we don't know. It got to. So I believe it will.
Mm-mm.
Someone said, Vlad TV said allegedly the August Alsina stuff is like child's play compared to what he was told by an alleged reliable source.
Okay, we'll see.
We gonna see. When that sun go down.
Right, we'll see.
We gonna see. Fall 2023, let's get it. Let's move on. What else we got? Last but not least, what's hot in these blogs for this week? Ray J. He posted some, what some would say, disturbing messages on his, I think it was Instagram, where he was seemingly contemplating taking his own life. He looked to be like on like a high building or something, and he was saying something like, if it wasn't for my kids, he said, if it wasn't for my kids, I would jump off and die tonight. Then another clip, he said, should I just jump off and end it right now? And, of course, he ended up deleting the videos. It had a lot of people concerned and hoping that, you know, he had people around him. Brandy posted a picture and said, need you, bro. Praying hands emoji.
There's nothing to joke about.
Yeah.
And nothing to laugh at.
Absolutely. You think someone has the life, but you don't know what people are really dealing with. You don't know what people are going through mentally, and something brought him up on the top of that building that night.
Yeah.
And those are thoughts. I personally never had those thoughts. I know people who have. I've even lost my brother to suicide.
Right.
I hear that it's not something that you could just shape. It's not like you could just have the thoughts one day and then the next day you're good. Like, nah. It's real. It's something that you got to, like, work on daily.
It's like a darkness. Yeah. A darkness.
So I'm sure this isn't the first time that he's had this thought. It may just be the first time he posted it publicly. And even if it is the first time, it's not going to be the last time. So hopefully he gets
some hope.
You know.
Pray for Ray J.
Talk to the right people, you know. But thankfully he has his kids that are anchoring him for now, you know.
Right.
So hopefully he gets the help he needs. Ray J seemed like he the life of the party, don't he? Like, he seemed like you would just, like, have, like, a good time around him.
The people, from my experience with a lot of people that, well, with some people, I'm not going to say a lot, because it's like, damn, what kind of friends you holding? But with some people that are the life of the party or are really funny or are, mm-hmm. you know, those be the ones that suffer depression the most.
The most, yeah.
Yes, those be the ones. They suffer depression the most. And it's like they try to laugh to escape the pain.
Right. It's true. So, I've heard that too.
Yes, it's like that. It's sad. I hope he seeks the proper help.
Definitely. There's a suicide prevention lifeline. Hampton Blue Network on Instagram posted this. I always post whenever I speak about suicide. It's definitely a good resource to put out there if you are having thoughts like that. There's a number to call, 1-800-273-TALK. And there's even a website, suicidepreventionlifeline.org. In case you feel like you don't have someone personally around you that you could speak to. You know, sometimes some people feel like I have nobody.
Right.
There's resources. Sometimes you need to speak to somebody, like, outside, right? That's, like, unbiased.
And I'll say that. And I said, you know, sometimes it's best to speak to somebody professionally, because a lot of times you can't really go to your friends. You know, a lot of times people will say, yeah, I need to talk to somebody. I feel like something's not right. And your friends will be like, you ain't got to talk to nobody. You got me. I don't have you. I don't. You know, you need to speak to somebody professionally, somebody who's not biased, who's not going to judge you, who is not going to go run tell your business, right? And it's really like that. You need to speak to someone professionally.
Someone said he was also slightly showing signs from a therapist. Something that they heard from a therapist. Apparently, people who commit suicide will disappear or go off track on social media. Like at one point, he was posting daily, then he stopped for several days. She said usually they stop posting for about 14 days. The former Miss USA who committed suicide didn't post for 14 days when she normally posted daily.
Hmm.
Go on your friends.
Yeah, go on your friends, especially the funny ones.
That part. But that concludes what's hot in these blogs. Let's get ready to get into what blows my. We still don't have a theme song yet. Working on it. Part of the show, we say we get under our skin, works our nerves. What's that one thing people do that just have you like, bruh? Really? 646-716-8544. That's the number to call. Judy Blue. No, I got to stop.
It blows my mind. All right, so I just, while we were talking, remember, I started laughing because I said I was reading an email. So basically, this email was saying how they hacked my email. This is in my spam. Sometimes I pick spam because, you know, sometimes things go through your spam box and you know, you don't look at it. So they said that they hacked my email and they have access to all of my devices, and that they know that I've been on porn sites.
What?
I don't. Yes, they know I've been on porn sites. And I've been masturbating to the porn site, to the porn. First of all, I don't do that. That's why I laugh like that, because I don't do stuff like that. Like, and it was hilarious to me. But it's
That's
like
funny.
It's always somebody trying to get into your phone. Like, what is the reason? Like, what is the purpose? And it's like the more advanced these phones get, the more you should be afraid. Recently, my trans friend that used to do my hair, well, make my wig, recently got hacked. And they made her say that she just got, that she put up $15,000 or $2,500 on Forex, that she got $25,000 back. Like, honey, you don't even.
That's crazy.
Right, and they did it to my ex-boyfriend's brother, too. I'm going to tell you what they do. They made him post a video. Well, they made her post a video saying thank you. Post a video saying thank you as well. And he said that he bought a Benz and all of this and that. Now, if that was true, he would have hit his brother up and told his brother right away. I wouldn't have had to see it on social media. Because his brother, which is my ex-boyfriend, he doesn't have social media. So when I call his brother, I'm like, look at this video, you know, that your brother sent me. And I was like, this is cat, because they called you and told you about this, right? So what they do is they make you say thank you to them and in hopes of you getting your page back, which they never give you your page back. So now when I see, like, unknown, or if I see a weird video for somebody that I know and then I see an inbox from them, I just delete that inbox altogether. I don't even open it.
Yeah,
and it's
crazy.
Ridiculous.
It's kind
of
like,
what do you get out of that?
It's like extortion almost, like, but the the payout is your page back. Like,
And
make
you don't
this
get
video
it back.
For me. And then they might, they must be giving them a script, right? Like, read this verbatim, exactly what this says on here, and do a video,
do
and
that.
Then I'll give you your page back. And it's like, what? And then y'all
they
idiots
do that with them,
that's doing it anyway. There's no way I'm going to take a scammer's word and record a video that I'm going to post publicly on my page, and then you can't delete it because you don't even got the page no more. They got it. And the whole point is for them to get your friends to believe what you're saying so they could get more people. They could scam more people.
Mm-hmm.
Shit is
so
crazy.
What are you getting out of that? Like, what are you, you're not...
The point is to get people to, like, sign up for what they buy, what they're selling at the end of the day.
But they not. Because if you see, all right, and I don't mean to talk about this person, but if you see this person, they don't look like they have 2,500 to put up. Okay? They don't look like they have 2,500 to put up. So, no.
But yeah, it's nuts. I know somebody who it happened to as well, and I've seen them. They posted a video too, saying how they think such and such, and it all had to do with Forex too, coincidentally. And then the trick is either the comment section is turned off, or there's no comments. Because they usually delete the comments. Because I've commented on my friends' posts before, and they'll delete my comments. They might even block me from the page altogether once I try to, like, expose them in the comment section because they want to just get people. It's, like, it's crazy. But to the earlier point of the email and them saying, like, we know you've been on porn sites, it's like, that shit is not taboo no more. Like, nigga, I'll show you my porn search history. You want to see it?
Like, first of all,
that's not embarrassing.
Even watch porn.
Like,
I'm naked. Now, let me stop. But
that part.
Like, I don't need to be on no porn site for what?
Like, you remember back in the day, it used to be like, so taboo to be on, to watch porn. Like, that was like the most embarrassing thing ever.
So what, crazy, but
to piggyback off that, what blows my, I get a lot of text messages from random numbers. It'll be in a group text, and it'll say something like,
Your order
has been processed or something, or like click here. And it just makes you wonder, like, I wonder how many people they get with these messages. And I think about, like, I always try to, like, school my mom on these type of things because I feel like they prey on, like, older people.
Older people.
Because I could see someone get on it like, what? I ain't ordered nothing, and click. And then, like, you know, I don't know what the link is going to show, but follow the prompts, whatever the hell. So I'll be trying to tell, put my mom on, like, yo, if you ever get any type of text, any type of email, any type of this, that. So now my mom, she would send me screenshots. If she get any kind of, like, weird message, she'll send me a screenshot and be like, what is this? Like, should I do this? And I'll be like, nah, just ignore it. Because these niggas, they wilder out here.
I got one today. It said, because you're a valued customer for T-Mobile and been paying on time, we gave you something. And my mom, I'm like, first of all, I don't even have T-Mobile. Okay? So what are you all even talking about? T-Mobile. So I just ain't even bothered. I ain't even bothered to open it.
Get a job.
Matter.
Get a real job.
What it say? Hold on. I'm going to tell you what it said. Hold on. It said, I'm not even going to open it. Well, I can open it without literally opening it. It said, yeah. Here is a giveaway to show our gratitude for your outstanding payment history. Congratulations from T-Mobile. And there's like 50 numbers up there. So I'm like, yeah, right.
Wow, then.
Ain't me. Got the wrong one there, buddy. Anyway, yeah, that blew my mind. That blows my mind.
I think that's all I got myself.
Oh, and we do have a caller, by the way, I'm just saying.
They too late. Let's keep, man. I'm just playing.
Yeah, the caller is from 314. 314.
314. What up, what up? Trying to talk.
You guys,
where are you from?
It's Bianchi. You're trying to sneak off a little early today, huh?
We're trying to get up out of here.
Hey, look, I was going to ask this question. It's kind of controversial, but why is everyone on Mr. West for the apparel he chooses to wear? That really is kind of trifling, I think.
And for feel a way about it, you saying?
Huh?
You saying it's trifling for people to feel a way about it?
I think it's trifling for people to say that he don't have the right to wear what he needs to wear. Yes. No matter what the message is, and he has free speech. It's like when you display a flag or when you burn a flag, that's your free speech.
He absolutely has every right to wear it, but I guess you can't really dictate how people are going to respond to it, though, and if they decide they want to, like, cancel you, so to say, behind it. You can't get mad the same way we can't, like, really tell him he can't wear it. He can't be mad at the people for being mad at him for wearing it.
Well, I understand that. I understand that, too. It's like, in the United States, you have that ability. You know, you can't go over into Egypt wearing a shirt on it saying, I love Jesus, because that would cause you a lot of problems in that Islamic country. And I know people who have had problems when they've done that. But you're right. People have a right to speak on him, what he wears. Now, the thing that gets me is that the news media is inflaming this whole thing, the way they write up. And I have said, now others, is that your news media is really an enemy to civil and peace, because they like to inflame certain segments of the population with the rhetoric that they push. If Kanye West wants to wear a shirt that says, White Lives Matter, Blue Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, that's his business. And as long as he's not doing it in a disparaging way or attacking any particular ethnic group, it seems like he's doing he's supporting the idea that others would have. And you know, one other thing, I'm going to leave you. When you reach certain statuses, whether it's education in academics or whether it's economics, there's a certain crowd that you need not fool around with anymore. And I think that your parents probably told you that too. Also, your grandparents say, don't be following or tagging or bringing a crowd with you to tag along when you do your business.
Right.
Because they will bring you down and cause all kind of problems. You need to leave them alone and go on and continue to be a good business person that I have observed him to be. And, you know, like Lil Wayne, I appreciate his business prowess. Jay-Z, I appreciate his. Floyd Mayweather, I kind of wish he stopped throwing money around the way he do, but it's his money.
Right.
That's all I had to say. Thank you very much.
Thanks
I appreciate
for
you.
In.
Thanks for calling in. But yeah, I do agree with the media part. I've been saying that for the longest though. In general, when it comes to the media, they could incite just from their reporting alone. Like even when it came to like the Rona and all that, like just they, I feel. I said it before, it's like single-handedly, I feel, put us into the position we was in regarding it with their reporting on it, but that's for another day. But, yeah, Ye could wear what he want, but we definitely could feel the way we feel about him wearing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, the same way, exactly, the same way he could wear what he wanted to wear. We could say and feel how we want to feel about him doing it. That's
yeah.
it.
That's it. What I was going to say before we got the call. Oh, facebook.com/Hollywood and Friends Radio. Follow us there on our Instagram at Hollywood and Friends. And email is HollywoodandFriendsRadio@gmail.com. Judy Blue, where could people find you?
You can find me at judy.blue, Instagram, Judy Blue on Facebook, here every Sunday at the same time. You can find us on YouTube, watch our videos, our challenges, Hollywood's music. Stacey's up there with her podcast. She still does her podcast, right? And, yeah, that's it.
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Follow me at I Am Hollywood. And follow our producer, Stacey, at Hampton Blue Network on Instagram. BLU is how you spell blue. And as Judy just stated, youtube.com/HamptonBlue. That's it, right? Get ready to get up out of here.
Puppy.
Enjoy y'all Sunday. Appreciate you for tuning in. See y'all next week. We out.
We out.
My thoughts, thinking about the past and all that I was taught, thinking about our ancestors, how they all was bought and sold into the slaves, what's the cost? Oh, emancipation kinda freed us from the boss, 150 years later we still slaves up in the courts, and all these closet races got a leader to report, but we ain't with the shits, what you thought? There's no way I can go back to the way it was, take it lying down, feeling less than you, no we can't. There's no way I can go back to the way it was, riding in the back, can't be free to move, that ain't cool. There's no way I can go back to the way it was, though you seem to try, and you wish you could, but you can't. There's no way I can go back to the way it was, never will it be, us repeating all the same things.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
A quiet room is just me up with my thoughts, thinking about my little brother and his final thoughts, how he must have felt, thinking it's the last resort, before he tied a loop in the cloth. Caused you to halt all your dreams. The morning of December 3rd, a room full of screams. Never seen it coming, every day so routine. But everything ain't always what it seems. And
there's no way I can go back to the way it was. Take away your pain, one last time to say it's okay. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Chasing all your dreams, you were just a team. What a shame. There's no way I can go back to the way it was. Don't
social comfort.